Congress took a long weekend out of town as soon as the White House Congressional Ball wrapped up last Thursday. The House is expected to cast some key votes this week starting tomorrow, and the chamber will likely be in session through Friday. The House will meet at 9 a.m. for legislative business, with votes expected sometime between 9 and 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. The Hagstrom Report says House and Senate appropriators and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin reached an agreement on 12 major appropriations bills last week. A vote on the bills is expected Tuesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland says the agreement reached on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement could be brought to the floor sometime this week, provided the president has submitted the implementing legislation to Congress. Hoyer also says if the House Judiciary Committee marks up the articles of impeachment, a path forward will be announced on that as well. And in other ag news, we have the emerging details on the U.S.-China Phase 1 agreement. Both China and the U.S. officials confirmed Friday that they've reached a Phase 1 agreement. The emerging details show the agreement includes some tariff relief, increased agricultural purchases, as well as structural changes to intellectual property and technology issues. However, CNBC reports say some details of the partial accord between the world's two largest economies remain cloudy. As Chinese officials briefed reporters of some details Friday morning, President Trump also announced some of the terms which he called an amazing deal. The U.S. does plan to eliminate tariffs on multiple Chinese goods in stages, which was a priority for Chinese negotiators. Details on when that would take place weren't announced. Trump announced that the U.S. would cancel its next round of tariffs on Chinese goods that were scheduled to go into effect over the weekend. Via Twitter, Trump announced the White House will leave 25% tariffs on $250 billion in imports in place, while also cutting existing duties on another $120 billion in goods. Beijing will increase its agricultural purchases from the U.S. by a significant amount, though Chinese officials did not say by how much. Politico says some of the details include China giving up its restrictions on growth hormones for beef and easing an approval process for genetically modified crops. Moving on into other ag news on this Monday morning, current Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts will be retiring soon, so the logical question is who will be replacing him. Roberts, a longtime senator from Kansas, says he expects John Boozman of Arkansas to take his spot as chairman. He told the National Journal last week that he thinks Boozman will be an excellent committee chair. The reports quoted Roberts as saying the soft-spoken senior appropriator from Arkansas will replace him as chairman, and he'll be excellent. The National Journal quotes that Boozman isn't the most senior member of the Ag Committee. However, more long-standing members have other responsibilities. For example, Mitch McConnell can't serve as the Senate Majority Leader and head of a committee at the same time. In an interview, Boozman says as chair, he would focus on the farm bill and promoting bipartisan cooperation. He is also planning to take up child nutrition legislation if the push by Roberts to get it passed falls short of a December deadline. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says his agency will make $550 million available through its ReConnect pilot program. The application window for the funding will open on January 31st of next year. The second round of ReConnect funding will help the USDA be an even stronger partner in the closing digital divide in America's rural community, said Perdue. Our core mission at USDA is to increase rural prosperity by boosting economic opportunity in rural America. USDA knows that rural communities need robust, modern infrastructure to thrive, and that includes having access to broadband e-connectivity. Perdue made the funding announcement during a stop in Iowa alongside Governor Kim Reynolds. Perdue was in the state to congratulate the Farmers Mutual Telephone Company of Stanton, Iowa, which received $6.4 million in the first round of ReConnect program funding. These funds help the company connect 477 households, 35 farms, and 21 businesses to the Internet. In the second round, USDA will make up to $200 million in grants available, up to $200 million in 50-50 grant loan combinations, and up to $200 million available for low-interest loans. To learn more about the program, go to usda.gov/reconnect. And when it comes to rural broadband here in our local area, in a recent interview I had with Representative Rodney Davis, We spoke on how this Reconnect pilot program would be to expand rural broadband to those on the last mile in rural areas and not those in towns that are already receiving rural broadband, like those included in the recent expansion by CTI Fiber.
Well, I'm excited that you got a company that I've known and worked with for decades, CTI, expanding into Montgomery County. They started in my hometown of Taylorville. I mean, there are a lot of folks that live in larger cities than I do and that you do, and they're going to be jealous. They are already are jealous of the broadband speeds that I have access to in Taylorville, and every one of my neighbors does too. That's coming to your area and expanding out of where they are in Hillsboro and Nokomis already into Litchfield. That's great news for Montgomery County. What it does, it opens up more competition. With competition, you get better service, you get better prices. Now, as we move forward, there are a lot of companies like Adam and Billy's and CTI that want to expand into rural areas. And we cannot have the federal government competing with companies and using tax dollars to compete against other companies. The tax dollars that we spend addressing rural broadband ought to be spent getting the service out to the true last mile areas. It's not going to be as efficient as spending it in some places like a Taylorville or a Litchfield. But the federal government needs to focus on those areas the most, just like they did with rural electrification. When you've got rural electricity moving out into the last mile areas, you expect the same service. You expect the same standards as someone would get in Chicago. And we ought to expect the same service and standards that out into the most rural areas of this country that we will enjoy right now in Taylorville and Litchfield, with companies like CTI making that investment with zero taxpayer investment.
Again, that was Representative Rodney Davis of Taylorville. Moving on now into the local Ag Community Bulletin Board, the Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency office will be holding an informational meeting to provide an overview of two USDA safety net programs, the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program and the Price Loss Coverage Program. The meeting is scheduled for this upcoming Thursday, December 19th, at 9 a.m. and will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. FSA staff will provide an overview of the two safety net programs, as well as election and enrollment requirements. Information will also be provided regarding the opportunity for landowners to update their PLC yields. Sign up for the safety net programs for 2019 and 2020 is currently underway, and election choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. The Montgomery County FSA office would also like you to RSVP for the meeting by calling their office at 532-3361. And finally, in special announcements, again this year, the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers has donated pork certificates for me to give away for Christmas. There's nothing better than a ham for Christmas dinner, so here's your chance to win $20 worth of pork. I will pick 12 lucky winners in our 12 days of Christmas pork giveaways. All you have to do is email us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com with pork in the subject line of your email. And then this Friday, the 20th, I'll pick 12 winners of our 12 days of pork giveaway. So thanks again to all the folks with the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers for yet again sponsoring this giveaway. And they all want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And that will wrap it up for this Monday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, you can email that to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Monday morning, December 16th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.